This is KUT. In Austin's hot real estate market, there's often a push and pull between the desire to build newer, bigger developments and the hope to preserve older homes and buildings. When a homeowner wants to tear down an historic site, the city's Historic Landmark Commission can weigh in. Commissioners get to decide whether or not to grant the owner a demolition permit in an effort to preserve that property. But as KUT's Saida Hassan reports, the rules for granting historic zoning in Austin have now changed.
Until a few weeks ago, if a property owner filed written opposition, the Historic Landmark Commission needed a two-thirds vote to override those wishes and recommend the site for historic zoning. The new ordinance penned by Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo requires a simple majority of just over 50%. Tovo says it's a practical move because the 11-member Historic Commission sees frequent absences and doesn't always have enough votes to reach that two-thirds threshold. She says that's led to demolitions of buildings that could have been considered historic.
We had some cases that were very widely supported by the Landmark Commission and very widely supported by the community, but they failed to get that two-thirds majority because we had a couple commissioners who were absent that day or recused, and one or two commissioners who frequently, if not always, voted against landmark designations.
One such case was the Montopolis Negro School. The segregation-era building in East Austin fell just one vote short of getting that two-thirds approval by the commission. Tovo thinks the new requirements will lead to a more fair voting process.
I believe the code is pretty clear. The Landmark Commission and the commissioners are there to assess whether a property falls in line with the criteria we've outlined in our code. And if they have an ideological difference with the code, then the place to advocate for changes is really at the council level.
Groups representing Austin developers oppose the change. Scott Turner is the owner of Riverside Homes. He's also a member of the Austin Infill Coalition, a group representing local builders. Before the vote, they sent a memo to city council laying out their concerns.
Because it does impact the homeowner who is trying to sell what is often their largest, you know, family asset.
Turner points to the case of Reedy Spigner, which came before city council last year. The East Austin homeowner wanted to demolish his childhood home and build multiple units on the property. Spigner faced months of delays in getting a permit, which he estimates cost him thousands of dollars.
You know, and they get caught up in what amounts to a bigger picture political discussion about issues that may not have anything to do with that homeowner.
But Turner doesn't think the new rule will change much, because all contested zoning cases still require a final 3/4 vote by city council. Since 2013, more than 1,200 homes in Austin that were 50 years or older have been demolished. Saida Hassan, KUT News.